Welcome to the 2019 election edition of Gilded Garbage Can, a podcast dedicated to defogging the image that is San Francisco. Thank you for tuning in on Anchor, Spotify, Google, and a special shout out to our subscribers on Apple Podcasts. Thank you for your listenership and your ratings. Tuesday is election day in the Gilded Garbage Can, which means that over the past several months, our airwaves and mailboxes have been chock full of garbage, also known as political ads and flyers, all promising to wave a magic wand and restore this city to greatness. Vote for me, you'll get this. Vote for that one, you'll likely die. You know how these elections go. And since hardly anyone will even bother to vote, the garbage can that is the city by the bay will probably end up with some fresh gilding here and there, all the while nothing will really change. Rents will remain sky high, avocado toast will remain the most sought-after food item in the city, and technology will remain a self-important industry, I made air quotes there, that will bring us apps like where to find a bathroom in San Francisco, other than the street, or one that lies about when your Muni bus will arrive. Yeah, whatever it says, just add 10 or 20 minutes. Yes, indeed, election season is quite a time here in San Francisco, and with so many promises being made, I thought it would be nice to actually define what they mean. So without further ado, let's look at some of the political speak being spoke this time around. First, we need to make living more affordable in San Francisco. Means, I'll probably try to get a few places built so that the developers and construction companies that backed my campaign can make some money. Next, I will fix our public transportation system. Means, I don't really ride Muni and I have no idea how bad it is, but I hear some people complain and maybe they'll vote for me if I say this. 3. I will stop the epidemic of car break-ins. Means, I have a garage, so it never happens to me, but they talk about this on TV sometimes, though I really have no plan, because short of installing cameras everywhere, which we will never do, or hiring more police, which is really hard because no one can afford to live here on a police salary, there really isn't much else we can do. Thank God it mostly happens to out-of-towners who aren't registered to vote here. Next, I will preserve the charm that is San Francisco. Means, I'll do nothing about the vacant storefronts here because I'd rather let commercial areas look like ghost towns, some of them, rather than penalize landlords with a vacancy tax or allow a chain store that can actually afford commercial rent to move into the city. Followed by, I'll make the streets safer by getting rid of cars. Means, I'm parroting the same crap that others have said for years because bicycle riders turn out to vote more than drivers do, or so it seems. Next, I'll make sure we build more housing. Means, everywhere except 90% of the city, because after all, we don't want to obstruct views or allow too many people into nice neighborhoods. I'll crack down on crime. Means, no, I won't. I'll just keep doing whatever we've always done. Finally, homelessness is my number one priority. Means, I know about the homeless from what I read in the paper, but mostly I just stay inside City Hall or at home, so don't really know what it's about. So, there it is, listeners, your guide to deciphering campaign speak. I hope it was helpful. Do yourself and everyone in this city a favor, and please vote. Be sure to visit us at gildedgarbagecan.com and check us out on Instagram. Visit our store at zazzle.com/store/gildedgarbagecan for exclusive GGC branded merchandise. Never miss an episode. Subscribe to Gilded Garbage Can on Apple Podcasts to get new episodes as they become available. Until next time.